Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either works for me, just get a hold of me. Listen, friends, MerkMerch.com is where you can get your Merkel Media apparel. Go ahead, check it out, MerkMerch.com. We are excited about dropping some new stuff on that line, so go ahead, check out MerkMerch.com. Also, check out MerkelFilms.com for on-demand streaming. We have new documentaries and docuseries made by other people coming to that platform very soon, so go ahead, check it out, MerkelFilms.com for all your on-demand streaming needs. All right, today we have Shauna and Aaron coming on the show, and they are not into cryptozoology. They weren't into any of that stuff until one night when they were in Western Pennsylvania. They came across a cryptid they had no idea about, they never could have imagined, and most people have never seen before, but it is a cryptid, lesser known cryptid, but a cryptid called the Hoogag. That's right, the Hoogag. The who what? The Hoogag. They saw a Hoogag in Western Pennsylvania. They had no idea what they were looking at until they started looking around online. They found pictures of what was claimed to be a Hoogag, and then they came across this show and reached out because they thought maybe this guy will believe us. Let's get to Shauna and Aaron right now. All right, today we have Aaron and Shauna on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
Doing well. So you guys contacted the show and it's pretty exciting. I don't always get people contacting me about the cryptids that aren't often talked about. So to kind of give a certain direction here. People, when they hear the show, one of the big topics of conversation on the show when it comes to cryptids is Bigfoot or aliens, if you want to consider an alien a cryptid, dog man, werewolf creatures. And you and I were, the three of us were talking beforehand, and it turns out, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not like you guys are super into the cryptid topic to begin with. You guys had this experience which spawned you looking into stuff.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Pennsylvania has some very weird things in it. And you guys are like, yeah. So Bigfoot is obviously something that's talked about in Pennsylvania. And this thing called Dogman, an upright walking canine. I know it sounds crazy, but you guys saw something even crazier. So you know, you can't knock it. So but there's a cryptid in Pennsylvania, and now I just had it in the tip of my tongue. What was it? It's over in the Poconos, and we talked about it on the show before, and it's an ugly cryptid. I'm trying to think of what it was called. It'll come to me, but it's an exclusive cryptid to the Poconos, which is on the other side of state from you guys. Uh-huh. And then there is a whole mess of things. Now, you guys had an experience with what we can call a hoogag. And
yeah,
I've never come across anybody who has seen a hoogag. Now, we wrote a blog post about it years ago, which is might be where you found us. But you guys had this wild experience, and I want you guys to share with us how this all unfolded, because I find it very interesting. So you guys, if you could just kind of share with us where this all started for you guys. When was it? How long ago? Where were you?
This was about a year ago. It was November 11th of last year. And I had a work Christmas party that we had attended. And it was was in Franklin, PA. So it was about a half hour from us here. So we went to the party, had a good time, left. I don't know what time was it, maybe what, 10:30, 11, something like that. And it's important to say neither of us had been drinking. We were not in any altered state to like see things, you know. No. So we were just driving home. And as we were driving, we both kind of saw something in the distance. So, and Aaron's had some previous experiences seeing some things, like some, you know, UFO type experiences. I've never had that experience. So there was an awareness though, anytime we see something strange, like what's that? Is it moving weird? You know, what is that? So we both saw something that appeared to be really far away, and we both kind of noticed it and said, oh, what is that? You know, the lights seemed kind of strange. It was moving strangely, did not look like an airplane. So that was the first thing that caught our attention. And as we're talking about it, literally, I don't know, what do you think the time span was?
Seconds. I mean,
within seconds, what had been extremely far away was directly over our car. And it was large, and it was triangular, and it had red and green arrows on the bottom of it.
And the arrows move like the needle on a compass would move, like, and they weren't moving together. They were, you know, opposite. It was just really strange. It was not any kind of aircraft or drone. It was a UFO. Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely not from this planet.
Yeah.
You know,
it was very odd. It was just crazy. Like the short amount of time that we went from seeing it really far away and wondering what it was to it being right above us. I mean, literally right above our car. So
I'm driving, and I'm like, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to, you know, get out and get a better look at this thing. And so I'm about to go around a bend, and my wife says, watch out for that dog. And I look to the side of the road, and in a yard where a driveway was where I was going to pull in. And I was like, that's not a dog. And
just
as I said that,
So just as he's saying that, I'm like seeing it because it was like kind of, it was on the right side of the road and I'm seeing this animal emerge from the woods. And that was my first impression, is that's what I thought it was. So he was looking for a place to pull over. I'm like, wait, there's a dog, watch out. And we both kind of had this realization as it emerged and started to cross the road. It was not a dog. It was not anything we have ever seen in our lives.
It was about this. It was about the size of a full grown deer would be in our area. Mm-hmm. Which are not, you know, huge. It's not like a moose or an elk or anything like that, but it, you know, a little bit smaller than that, but bigger than a dog. And it was covered in like a woolly fur. Like,
think of a Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. That's what the fur was like.
Yeah.
So it was close enough to us that we could see some detail, but that's what it looked like. Very long, very, I don't know, fluffy is a good word.
Yeah. And it had a long tail like a dog would have, like a golden retriever like type tail. And the most noticeable thing was the way it moved. It had no knees. I mean, it
no
just
joints in its legs.
It moved like this. And it moved fast. I mean, real fast. Mm-hmm. Like once it ran out in front of the car and across into the woods on the other side. Mm-hmm. And, it was the strangest thing. I know it had like a weird face, but I wasn't focused on the face so much as I'm looking at the legs and I'm like, what in the world is this thing? Mm-hmm. But, so anyway, after that,
I said, don't pull over.
Yeah. We were gone. We were not messing. Like the UFO is one thing. We see this thing. And in my mind, they're connected. You know, I'm thinking we got to get out of here. This is not a good situation type thing. It was just a feeling I had. But, after that, I'm just, you know, I'd never seen anything. I've never thought of anything like this before. What, you know, this creature, I'd never heard of anything like this before. Mm-hmm. So I get home and I'm Googling, you know, putting in search words like, you know, creatures with, you know, no knees, and a picture of this thing pops up. So I start, you know, researching and more. There's not a whole lot online about it. And, I came across your website and I'm like, well, this guy's done a lot of interviews. You know, he may have heard of, you know, something like this before. Maybe I can, you know, email them and see if they have any information. I never planned on being on the show just to get some information on this thing. But
because we also had never talked to anyone who had ever seen anything like it. We told everyone we know. We, you know, told this story over and over.
Oh, we've told this story 100 times.
Yeah. Too. And no one has ever seen anything like this or had any similar stories. And we couldn't find a lot online. And so I think for us, it's like we were still just trying to figure it out.
There was a book written in like 1910 by a guy named William T. Cox. And, you know, talks about this hoogag. It was a book called Fearsome Creatures of the Lumber Woods. But I guess they explained it as being a creature from northern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and the Canadian wilds. So nothing in Pennsylvania, you know, is mentioned in this book even. So it's like out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
don't know. It was very clear. We saw it very clearly.
And we both saw it. So he was like, I'm so glad you were with me. Like, there's a witness. Like,
right.
You know, we both saw it. We both saw exactly the same thing, described it the same. And even when he brought the picture up, I was like, yeah, that's what it looked like.
Because for years, I've told the story of a UFO I saw back in 2001. And I'm just like, everybody probably thinks I'm a crackpot, you know.
I believed him, but I'd never had that experience.
So then I saw a UFO with my daughter. Our daughter. And I'm like, well, somebody's seen it with me now. And then we had this experience and I'm like, see, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was hard to wrap your mind around, but it was very clear what we saw. And I think that was the most notable thing was I've never seen anything that doesn't have knee joints, that has, you know, that posture and that movement. So
it was,
we've just been trying to figure it out ever since, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, it's only been a year. So, it's still fresh. Do you guys go by that area a lot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we're always looking.
I was going to say, imagine you're slowing down and looking.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a very rural area and this road that we're traveling on is very rural. It's farmland and just woods. And, every time we drive through there, I'm like, we're on the Hoogag Road, you know, it's like, yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. Mm-hmm. But, now,
With you guys being, I mean, listen, it impacted you enough to look into it and reach out and things like that. I mean, have you guys ventured into this? Have you ventured into trying to talk to other people about this in the area? Have you maybe talked to people at the grocery store? Like, hey, you live down Hoogag Road, right?
You know, we don't know anybody that lives in the area, or we would. I mean, I would be very reluctant to just walk up on their property and start talking about this to them, because I don't want them to, you know, call the police and have me committed or something. Right. Yeah. But if I knew somebody in the area, or if there were, you know, parts of this area that were public property, I would definitely check it out. I mean, people are very private. People, you know, there are a lot of no trespassing because of hunting in the area. You know, everything's no trespassing here and things like that.
Plus, but, I'm not sure I'd want to look for it on foot.
I'm not sure.
Like, that would be.
Because I mean, I just had this dreadful feeling, like, when this was all happening, in the seconds that this all happened, like, I just had this feeling like, we got to get out of here because this is not a good situation.
What was so strange for me, though, is that initially when this aircraft or whatever it was right above our car, I mean, that's a really bizarre situation. It looked really bizarre. I have never been in that situation before, but neither one of us were afraid. Like, it didn't seem strange to me that he wanted to pull over and get a better look at this thing. Like, now looking back and in combination with what we saw next, I'm thinking, I can't believe we even considered getting out of our car and being close to this thing.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along, and with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.